you know, we knew coming into this season might be a shaky start, filling in new roles when you lose the likes of an Owen Dieters,
sure,
who's playing next level, and injuries playing a factor, but a team that we're still going to be talking about, no doubt, in March. Correct me if I'm wrong, but no burgers on the girls' side tonight.
No, no.
Not a single one. How about on the guys' side, what we have so far tonight, my friend?
On the boys' side, Silver Lake. Again, Silver Lake's got some teams, people. Number two ranked team in Class 3A. They do fall tonight to a really good Hayden boys team, 64-57. Rossville, this is a team, again, we talked about them, I think, early in the season. They're ranked number six right now. They dropped a game to Silver Lake earlier this week.
Tight game.
Rossville, very good basketball team, though. They defeat Holton. You wanted a burger.
I did.
93 to 42.
That's a double, triple. What kind of quad burger you got on that one? Jack Donovan, them dogs. Holy cow. Big time game tonight for them dogs.
Yep, pretty impressive scoring from Rossville. Troy, they defeat Donovan West 51-45. Oskaloosa, another burger for you. They defeat Horton 70-34.
Burger!
A straight-up 70 burger
even
right there.
Yeah, that's just that smash burger, nice even patty.
That's right.
Fat, everything. Okay. Flavor's just perfect.
All right. St. Mary's, they get the win over Maranatha Academy 69-36. St. Mary's,
that's a close burger, man.
Close, not quite, but St. Mary's number 7 ranked team in Class 2A. They improved to 5-1 on the season. Sabetha gets the win over Royal Valley 61-56. We're going to talk about some of these scores here in the game that we may or may not have seen here tonight. Perry LeCompton, they get the win over Riley County 63-58. And Frankfort, they defeat Onega 55-30.
Really quick, before we get into the scores we still need, two scores before. You mentioned that Perry LeCompton score a minute ago. When you were getting that score, filling out information, things like that, what was your reaction when you wrote down that score, looked at Perry?
I did. Perry LeCompton improves to 6-1.
6-1. These teams that are playing 7 games, some of them before the Christmas break, and you're seeing these teams gelling early in some of these cases.
It's weird to me to see 7 games before the break.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you remember I made the comment, or I said it several times, it's kind of like the first half of the season.
Right.
Well, there were some teams that only had 4 or 5 games. Now you got 7, so we're getting closer to.
Some teams have 6 or 7 games.
Something like
you
that.
You tried so hard to not go down that path.
It's so dumb.
How about some scores we still need? Anything on the girls' side we still need?
Yeah, on the girls' side we need Sumner at Atchison, Oskaloosa at Horton, Washington County at Hanover. Let's see, Centralia at Valley Heights Girls. I don't know why we don't have that score. Bishop Seabury at Clifton Clyde. Those are the ones we need on the girls' side.
Are you sure you need Centralia at Valley Heights? You said the score earlier.
No. I said it on the guys' side.
Oh, maybe I misheard.
Maybe. No, I didn't. What's going on here?
I don't know, but somewhere you had Valley Heights that they defeated Centralia tonight.
I did. Where did that even? Oh, here it is.
Found it.
We do have that score.
Found it.
Yeah, I don't know, something weird.
So we don't need the Centralia Valley Heights score. We got Valley Heights defeating Centralia tonight.
We got that one. I got to rewrite it.
Okay.
During the break. Okay. On the guys' side, we need.
It's not the first show, Boz.
It's, well, we're getting it ready to go, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
All right.
Atchison at
Phoenix.
Sumner. Valley Falls at ACCHS. We need Washington County, Hanover. Centralia Valley Heights. We're back to that.
Okay.
On the guys' side, we do need that score. Lynn at Axtell, Bishop Seabury at Clifton Clyde, and Blue Valley at Rural Vista.
Just got this one in Valley Falls, 82-41, double-double burger for the Dragons tonight as they take down ACCHS, 82-41.
All right.
Your final.
Okay.
Okay, if you've got a score for us, give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline, always open for you in these first few segments, 785-547-3461. The Gopher, Kurt's looking around thinking, man, I got things to do, but I got no one calling me to help me do what I need to get done. So give him a call. Kurt loves talking to you. 785-547-3461. Giant Communications. There's only a couple weeks left in 2025, guys. Take advantage of what they're offering for you. Switch now to Giant Mobile, and you won't pay a dime for anything the rest of the year until 2026. That's right. Combine that with your home internet, save an additional $15 per month. Switching to Giant Mobile right now. Some restrictions apply. Visit giantcomm.net for more details. Getting to our first break, though, Boz, as We got more scores coming up in just a minute. And we'll also tell you about our game of the week, and we gave away another gift card tonight. Stick with us. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolls on after this.
Communities. I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lucre and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's my favorite segment every single week on this show, Buzz. Was your team doing the rocking, or was your team getting rocked? We're rocking and rolling on here with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network. Jake and Boz with you. Kurt Kilman still in the studio as well. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got some scores to get to you for what we've got so far tonight. Still have some scores that we need. We've got recaps from around the area. We've got Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees to get to you as well. And we're going to check in on a few of our preseason predictions for our Dark Horse picks of the season. See where they stand right now as well. And plenty more to get through here throughout this final scoreboard show of 2020. We will come back on January the 2nd, so only one Friday off You know,
that's it.
When you go back and think about things, you know, we had one Friday off during season. That was when state volleyball was going on. Every year we take that Friday off, and then only one other Friday from August 30th until March, I think, 7th. Every Friday there is a scoreboard show, except for the Friday after Christmas and the Friday of state volleyball.
Yeah,
your face is grimacing. And
I am. Like, man, I thought we had. I'm grimacing more about the break that we have right now. I thought we had two. I thought we had two Fridays off.
No, we get just one, my man.
Just one. All right, that's all right. Back to work.
You're all right with it. I mean, hey, that typically just means that we have teams going deep into the football playoffs.
True story.
Because, you know, to be quite frank, this show's schedule is only to go through like week 10. Week maybe 11 of football.
Yeah.
Every year we go to week 14 though, because we always do a tailgate pregame show, because we got teams going deep into the football postseason, and now the way that things fall on the schedule for this year anyway, only one Friday off during Christmas break.
Well, and it is. We're fortunate. We talk about it all the time.
Yep.
Like you just said, going through way into state championship football, and then every year, I'm going to knock on wood because we're not there yet, but
Man,
we got so many good teams playing basketball right now, so yeah, we're going to keep running this show all the way through state basketball.
I mean, until people literally show up with pitchforks and torches, this show's going to carry on.
Okay. Well, I hope we don't. You got the door locked to the studio?
It is. Okay. Yeah, it is. Right. It is. We don't want any unwanted strangers right now walking through. But no. They do want the scores, Boz. What are our scores so far tonight?
Okay, for the girls, Silver Lake, they get the win over Hayes 62-41. Rossville, they defeat Holton 68-40. Valley Falls, they get the win over ACCHS 45-16. Valley Falls' first win of the season. Donovan West, they get a one-point win over Troy, 47-46.
Ball game.
Horton victorious against Oskaloosa, 51-49.
First loss of the year for the Bears.
Yeah, that's kind of a big one right there.
It is.
St. Mary's, they get a two-point win over Maranatha, 44-42.
Is it Maranatha or Maranatha? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I thought it was always Maranatha, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, know somebody that has a son that goes to school there. Maybe I should ask him.
Maybe you, the listener right now, that's like, why are you guys arguing about how you pronounce it? This is how you pronounce it. Call us. Giant Communications Hotline open for you, 785-547-3461.
They don't pop up on our score sheet that often, so
no,
a little bit different. But we'll see. Maybe somebody will help us out.
That's right.
Roll Valley, they get the win against Sabetha, 56-41. Mm-hmm. Riley County defeats Perry Compton, 55-29. Valley Heights gets the win over Centralia, 62-54. Lynn defeats Axtell, 44-36. Blue Valley gets the win over Rural Vista, 49-34. And Frankfort, they get the win over Onega, 42-24. Those are girls' scores for tonight.
What do we still need from the girls' side?
Sumner at Atchison. Washington County at Hanover. Bishop Seabury at Clifton Clyde.
Okay.
Only a few on the girls' side. On the guys' side of things, Hayden, they get the win over Silver Lake, 64-57. Rossville defeats Holton, 93-42. I'm waiting. That's a burger. A lot of burger.
I wanted to hear how you were going to present. Well, but that is a big-time double, triple, quad burger right there.
Usually,
my goodness, 90 points in a basketball game.
93-42. Valley Falls, while we're on the burger theme, 82-41 over ACCHS.
Back-to-back burgers.
Troy, they get the win against Donovan West, 51-45. Oskaloosa defeats Horton, 70-34.
The even clean burger right there from the Bears.
Burger. St. Mary's gets the win over Maranatha Academy.
However you want to say it.
69-36. Sabetha gets the win over Royal Valley, 61-56. Perry Compton, they defeat Riley County, 63-58. Centralia gets the win over Valley Heights, 64-33. Axtell, they get the win against Lynn, 63-39, and Frankfort defeats Onega, 55-30.
On the guys' side, scores that we still need.
Atchison.
The Phoenix.
At Sumner. Washington County at Hanover. Bishop Seabury at Clifton Clyde. and Blue Valley at Rural Vista.
We're doing pretty good, I feel like.
We are, actually.
Doing very good on the guys' side of things. Just a handful of girl scores still needed. If you got them, you need to let us know. You can put it on the chat on Facebook, just like Paige Mueller did, by letting us have the Horton-Oskaloosa scores from earlier tonight. You can put it on the chat on our social media platforms, or you can also give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline, 785-547-3461. And also, give us a call and tell us who your Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees are for the night. Boz will give Giant their roses here for in just a second, but I want to know, what players do we have so far on the list?
The list is slim tonight,
slim
folks.
Pickings.
We need some people to call us up, drop it in the on social media, on the chat, but we need some nominations.
Come on.
The only ones we got so far are on the girls' side of things. No guys
No
yet.
Guys, okay.
First nominee, Harper Wettstein.
Not her first time on the list.
Not her first time, but massive milestone. She passed 1,500 career points tonight.
Very cool.
Yes, very, very cool. The other one, Kiwe Miller of Royal Valley. She had a game tonight.
Baller.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that more in a little while. 29 points in their win over Sabetha.
She has a streak of double-doubles. She's averaging a double-double every game, is Kiwa Miller from Royal Valley. And, yeah, we're going to dive into that one a little bit because that was our game of the week. When Boz and I look around, we look at matchups every single Friday. Where will we show up at? Hey, Boz and I have gone to games on Tuesdays, and people have came up to us and said, hey, why aren't you wearing your Ravens attire tonight, Jake? Boz, where's your KU gear at? That's because Tuesday's not the night. Fridays are the night, and we showed up at the Purple Palace tonight in Hoyt, America, to take in Sabetha at Royal Valley. And as soon as typically Boz has, you know, had to use the restroom, so I was waiting on him a little bit, and we get into the gym. As soon as we walked into the gym, right after tip-off, we had a fan that came running down the bleachers saying, Jacob Boz, it's your game of the week.
Well, it was funny because we were looking in the stands, kind of trying to figure out, you know, where we're going to go, where we're going to sit. And I see this lady look over at us. She kind of did a little double take. And then her eyeballs got big and she kind of mouthed like, game of the week?
Yeah.
And then she jumped up and just flew down the stands to where we were standing.
Big hug. It was a good reunion. Boz and I both have known her a long time, but it was great to see Audrey Baxter, the winner of a $50 Elm Creek Beef gift card. And we've been giving away gift cards now for two full scoreboard show seasons. We're halfway through this season here, so 2.5 seasons of the show, Boz, that we've been giving away gift cards. I don't know if I have seen the excitement level of being able to say that they found us at our game of the week like we saw from Audrey tonight, because she was just beaming, man. She was so excited to be the winner.
Well, then you told her what the gift card was, and she lit up even more, like, oh,
dang,
I'm
right.
Telling you, the people that partner with us, fantastic establishments, and this one, I know Audrey's going to enjoy it.
Elm Creek Beef, you can go to elmcreekbeef.com and see everything that they've got. It's a local meat market in Hoyt, and they Matt Swenson, the owner, says, man, we are proud and passionate about local produced beef from family and friends. Cattle are crossbred of registered Hereford, Red Angus, and Black Angus. And they're pasture-raised in low-stress environments without antibiotics, human growth growth hormones, excuse me, not human growth
human
hormones, growth hormones, treated with kindness and respect, and upon weaning, cattle are fed by hand daily.
All right.
For Elm Creek Beef. They do a lot in their local communities that they serve as well. But we got to go in, man. They've got a full deli with meat and cheese options. You can get sandwiches there, chips, salads. They do catering things. You can get big plate of beef or meat and cheese trays. They've got eggs. They've got local milk. They've even got pumpkin pies in there, Boz.
I like that.
And then you saw some things in their little case when we first walked in. You're like, ooh, that looks pretty good.
Oh, they've got beef sticks. They've got brats. I saw a habanero mango brat.
Mm, that sounds good.
Like pepper jack cheese. They had like 8 different flavors of brats. I'm going to be stopping by there and getting me the habanero mango.
They've also got, they're really proud to partner with Schlegel's Popcorn and Village Pie Maker Pies, as mentioned. But again, you got to check them out. It's Elm Creek Beef, proud to partner with us tonight for that $50 gift certificate. Winner, Audrey Baxter, at Royal Valley tonight with that gift card that she won here tonight. She'll be able to patronize Elm Creek Beef. Again, in Hoyt, great local market, great storefront as well. Cue it into your GPS and get yourself to Hoyt, Kansas to check out Elm Creek Beef. You can also go to elmcreekbeef.com and put your order in there as well. So that was our game of the week tonight. Our location was in Hoyt. It was Roll Valley and Sabetha. And it was a matchup we were excited about, Boz, because, you know, for the last 2+ years, I've been saying Kiwi Miller. And big thanks to her dad, KJ, for helping us out, Kiwa Miller, last week when we were talking about her. But what an athlete, what a dominant basketball player she can be, 6 foot tall, and we wanted to see that in person, and a Sabetha team that can flat shoot the basketball. We were excited to go check out that girls' game tonight.
Yeah, it was a good matchup, something that we look for, we haven't seen these teams play, obviously, this year. We didn't get to see them a whole bunch last year, so interesting matchup. And this game, when we first walk in the gym, it's 11-10, end of the first quarter, yeah, pretty even. And my thought was, man, this may be a barn burner.
Yeah.
Royal Valley kind of caught fire a little bit in the second quarter, outscored Sabetha 13-4, halftime score 24-14. Third quarter, Royal Valley just kind of kept the foot on the gas. Final score 56-41. But here's the couple things that stood out to me in this ball game. You mentioned Kiwa Miller. She's tall. She can go inside. She can go outside. In the first half, we saw her play a little more on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Almost like
a flex wing or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She kind of floated around 15 feet beyond. She'd get inside occasionally, but second half is when she really went to work. And I think Coach Boucher probably said, hey, let's get her down on the block. Let's let her go to work. She went off in the second half, was very effective inside. And the thing that... Here's something that I've always kind of paid attention to as a coach for a long time. A lot of times post players, guys, girls alike, if they're right-handed, they post up on the block, they like to pivot to their left shoulder,
sure,
so they can shoot with their right hand.
Right.
So when you get someone that naturally likes to go the other way, it's a big-time advantage. A lot of times defenses will sit on your offensive left shoulder knowing you're going to pivot that way.
You coach like that.
I tell them,
yes,
if you got a strong right-hand player on the block, you know they're going left shoulder, sit
right
on that shoulder.
Right.
He was different.
Yes.
She can go left if she wants to, but what I was really impressed with, catch it on the block. She goes to her right shoulder, catches defense maybe out of position a little bit, but then she gets square. She elevates, shoots over people.
Yeah.
Soft little jumper, 6-8 feet in the paint. Really versatile player, and she had a ball game tonight. Mentioned 29 points, but she isn't the only one doing it.
She is not alone because, you know, a lot of people, you know, I don't know how long it's been, 4 or 5 years ago maybe. Really, if you followed Roll Valley's run with my head coach on the guy's side, Chris Brown, you were very familiar with the name of Knoxville Wussick.
Yep.
Well, younger sister Pano says, I can ball out as well.
She can.
And she showed up, and when Roll Valley in the girls' game tonight really separated themselves from Sabetha in that second quarter, it was on the shooting hand of Pano Wussick. Defensively, she's long. She what was the word? I think you said smooth. Is she just,
yeah,
looks smooth on the court? When she gets a steal, she glides to the basket, easy layups. But she's a offensive player's worst enemy because of how well she plays defense.
Yeah, and it's eerily similar to me. I was coaching against Knox,
sure,
when he was there.
Yeah.
I would describe Knox the same way: very smooth, athletic, good looking shot. Pano's the same way. She never looks out of control, rarely looks out of control. She played, I think, the entire game. Sure, she's got a big-time motor that doesn't, you know, gas tank never gets empty.
Sure.
But she runs as a point. And here's the thing that I think with her, she's a good threat outside. But when Royal Valley gets their two-man game, two-girl game going,
yeah,
they run it on the wing. You've got Kiwa coming up, set a ball screen. Pano's good enough with the ball. She can come off the screen, step back, shoot a three. She can turn the corner, get to the rim. That's really tough to defend.
Yeah.
If they jump the screen, then Kiwa rolls to the basket. That's a really tough matchup for teams to defend. That is a big-time duo for Royal Valley.
Yeah, that 1-2 combo really kind of came to life in that third quarter tonight. And when Royal Valley continued to extend their lead, it was off of that combo right there. Here's the thing about Royal Valley girls basketball. Kaibo Thrasso, the only senior on that roster. But the names like Josie Shelton and Lila Burgess, Shelton being a junior, Burgess being a sophomore, they play big-time minutes for Coach Boucher as well. And this is a very deep team. They go 7, 8, 9 girls deep, and only one senior, which just shows you once again this is a
Watch
team.
Out.
No matter what happens this year, this is a team that is building for the next couple of years as well.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Josie Shelton too. She was a girl. She's what I like to call, I hate coaching against girls like this because they defensively, she's a gnat.
Yep.
She's that frustrating little gnat that's just always up on you and you can't shake him.
Yeah.
Like, she is a great defender. She pressures the ball all over the court. It's nice to have somebody like that defensively that can shut somebody down.
And on the flip side tonight, we were watching both teams. Sabetha, led by first-year coach Rochelle Wurtenberger. But this Blue Jay team, I know that they didn't win this game, and I know that they've had a couple struggle games this season. But this is a Blue Jay team that I think can flat shoot the basketball from the outside, and they've got a pretty decent little post presence down low as well.
They do, and the thing with, I think the thing for Sabetha, you mentioned they've had some good games. I think consistency, and we're still early in the season.
Very early.
They're going to get better, but turnovers is an issue. They just had trouble hanging on to the ball tonight, making the right pass at the right time. When they can get to where they're executing an offense, they're taking care of the ball, they've got girls that can score.
Yeah.
Paxton Michael, we saw her drop down some threes. Sophia Haverkamp.
Yeah. She
got
shoot.
Hot. I mean, these girls can flat knock down three balls, but they can't give extra possessions to the team at such a high rate.
Sydney Schubert down low, as well as Raylan Lanter, the ability for them to have a presence down low. You know, Kiwa Miller was too much for them tonight.
Yeah.
But when you got some girls that got some size down low, and this is a young team as well. You know, we're talking about there's a handful of seniors on the Sabetha team, but with the rotation that they've got, you know, we mentioned Lanter as a sophomore, Schubarth as a junior. You mentioned Michael. She's a junior as well. Haverkamp is a junior. So a very young team with all these girls that we're talking in specifics to right now. I'm not saying anything other than the fact what we saw tonight, you know, that final score was what, 56-41, something like that, 15-point game. And Royal Valley really, there was never a moment in that second half where you felt like, oh, man, Sabetha's going to come back and win this game. But I think that this Sabetha team, when you see them in middle or late February,
yeah,
they'll be a lot different of a team if they can figure out a way to tone down those turnovers that you referenced.
Yeah, it's just a matter of consistency. And,
it's
and
early.
They're going to get better. And sometimes early in the season, too, when you're not executing at a very good rate, you tend to panic a little bit. You press a little bit more.
Yeah.
Turn the ball over. And you can't get comfortable. I think as the season progresses, all the days of practice in the gym, all the game experience, like you said, mid-February, I think this team is one you're going to have to watch out for.
And
they got girls that can score.
You mentioned it, exactly. And on the flip side, going back to Royal Valley real quickly here, talk about the turnovers. It wasn't just like they were unforced errors by Sabetha. It was that on-the-ball pressure by the Panthers. They ran a really good full-court, more like three-quarter court pressure. It wasn't a trapping every single time type of pressure by the Panthers tonight. But, man, the length up front of Pano Wawasik, just impressive tonight from the Panthers. They get a big home win to head into the break with a 4-3 mark. Well, hey, that was our game of the week. If you want to win a gift card like Audrey Baxter did tonight at an amazing local business like Elm Creek Beef, well, you just got to find us at our games of the week. We always post it on our social media site on the Kansaland Facebook page, the Jacob Oz Facebook page, every single week on the Friday with our previous week's winner and the three, potentially four matchups we could be at that night. So make sure you're keeping yourself locked in with that to know where we could be at. Boz is wearing a new KU pullover this year. A little navy blue action this year.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the same old amazing Lamar Jackson pullover that you can easily find. It's very bright purple. There's only a handful of schools where I show up and I almost blend in, and that's Nemaha Central or Royal Valley tonight, where that purple kind of blends in a little bit. But most places, it kind of pops out like a sore thumb. So make sure you look for us, and you can be the first one to come ask if it's our game of the week, and you can win a $50 gift card courtesy of a local partner with us. We got to get to our second break. When we come back, more scores. We'll also give you some recaps from our area games of the week. It's the final scoreboard show of 2025. Stick with us. We continue to roll on here. Jake and Vaz, Kurt in the house as well. We got a lot still to get through. We got checking in on our teams that we think are going to have big seasons. And we'll check in the standings. Some teams making some pushes. And some teams, man, they're playing great basketball right now. We'll talk about them here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Naughty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Here is another Kansaland Community Calendar item.
They're playing something out there, Boz. What are they playing?
We're playing basketball.
Come on now. You know what it is.
Basketball.
So. Well, they're playing basketball, and we're just sitting here in a studio, nice and warm inside, and talking about it. 40 degrees and windy outside right now, but can you believe that the temperature is going to be 30 degrees warmer than it is right now on Christmas Day? What?
I love it.
I don't.
We might be playing golf.
We ain't playing no basketball inside. We're playing golf,
That's
baby.
Right.
Hot dang. Yeah, well, we'll figure that out when that comes. Jake and Boz with you on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We thank you, the listener, for tuning in with us every single Friday. Boz, we do this a lot during Thanksgiving time, but it's the end of the year of 2025 for the Scoreboard Show. A lot of shows happened this year. Man, I just wanted to take a few minutes here. Moments here.
Minutes.
We ain't talking minutes. And just share with our amazing business partners that you hear during our breaks. Couldn't do the show without them. So make sure you tell them thank you if you enjoy the show. If you don't like the show, please don't talk to the businesses about it.
Don't
mum's the word with it. You, the listener, though, you guys make this fun for Boz and I when we go out and about. They're either making fun of us. I mean, we get videos sent to us of people sitting around their table with a big giant speaker, listening to the show, having some fun, some food and drink with their friends after their games on Fridays. People coming up to us talking about, man, you guys really had a pretty good argument, it sounded like, the other night. You know, you guys still friends? You know, and I just wanted to take a moment. It's appreciation to you, the listener, for allowing Boz and I to do what we do, because without the listeners, man, there'd be nobody for us to really talk to, and nobody really would care what we're talking about.
Well, I don't know if people care what we talk about, but maybe they're listening anyways, which is a good thing. But no, it is a really cool deal to be able. Here's the thing: I've had so many people,
Jack,
come up to me. Just, I'm not as visible as you are working in radio, and
sure,
you're out and about all the time. But
right,
I've had people come up and they're like, "Man, we listened to you guys last night. Love what you talked about here and this team or this player." And that's the cool thing for us. I mean, we get to talk about all the fantastic sports that we have here in Northeast Kansas, and it's just awesome to be able to highlight everybody and talk about the teams and all the good things they're doing.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we can do our best to highlight the kids, man, the student athletes and the school organizations that allow the kids to do this, because they deserve it, and this is why we get to do what we love here every single Friday night. So thank you, the listener, for being a part of us every single Friday night. We enjoy your company. But they want to know what's happening tonight, Boz. So what are the scores for tonight?
Okay, girls' scores. Silver Lake, they get the win over Hayes, 62-41. Rossville defeats Holton, 68-40. Valley Falls, they get the win against ACCHS, 45-16. 1-point win. This was a close ball game.
One.
Donovan West, they defeat Troy, 47-46. Horton gets the win over Oskaloosa, 51-49. St. Mary's defeats Maranatha. I'm gonna flip it around
back.
Every time.
I like it.
St. Mary's 44, Maranatha 42. Royal Valley gets the win over Sabetha, 56-41. Riley County victorious over Perry Compton, 55-29. Valley Heights, they get the win over Centralia, 62-54. That was a battle. Number 6 ranked,
yeah,
Valley Heights. Number 3 ranked Centralia. Different classes, but big time matchup there.
Sure.
Valley Heights gets the win. Lynn, they defeat Axtell 44-36. Blue Valley, they get the win against Rural Vista 49-34. And Frankfort, they defeat Onega 42-24.
That's on the girls' side. Again, these are scores from tonight. You can go to mscsports.net. So we had a handful of games last night as well. Local teams around the area in action on the girls' side. Silver Lake in a tournament right now. You just heard that they knocked off Hayes today. They beat Heston yesterday, 56-38. JCN beat Pleasant Ridge yesterday, 44-25. Jackson Heights girls defeated McLeod 53-17. Jackson Heights now 5-1 on the season, flipping the script from last year heading into break. And the Nemaha Central 50-31 over Jeff West last night in the girls' game, 50-31. On the guys' side of things last night, again, this was tournament action for Silver Lake on the guys. They fell to Heston 70-54. JCN last night completed the sweep in the guys' contest against Pleasant Ridge 49-41. Jackson Heights boys beat McLeod 60-39. And then the Jeff West boys took down Nemaha Central to earn the split last night, 41-26. Again, those are scores from last night. Go to mscsports.net to check those out. And all the scores from tonight will be up later on this evening as well. How about the guys from tonight, Buzz?
Guys scores from tonight, Hayden, they defeated Silver Lake 64-57. Rossville all over Holton tonight, 93-42.
Burger, burger, burger. You cannot say it enough. 93 points in a basketball game is a lot.
That is a lot. Valley Falls, they defeat ACCHS 82-41.
Double, double burger from the Dragons tonight.
That's right. Troy, they get the win against D West, 51-45. Oskaloosa, they defeat Horton 70-34.
Another burger.
Another burger. St. Mary's almost a burger. They defeat Maranatha 69-36.
That's just like a junior burger.
Yeah, it's not. It's just close. Sabetha gets the win against Royal Valley 61-56. Perry LeCompton, they get the win against Riley County 63-58. Hanover, they defeat Washington County 70-47.
Burger.
Another burger.
Another burger.
I keep waiting. I'm looking at you like, what are you doing over there?
Well, I'm prepping the next segue.
He's just not paying attention. Centralia, they defeat Valley Heights 64-33. Axtell gets the win against Lynn 63-39. And Frankfort gets the win over Onega 55-30.
All right, scores we still need from tonight, Boz, for either side, girls or guys.
Well, on the girls and guys side, we need Atchison.
The Phoenix!
At Sumner Academy. We need both guys and girls scores for Bishop Seabury at Clifton Clyde. We need the girls score, Washington County at Hanover. And then, sorry, turned the wrong way. On the boys side, we need Blue Valley at Rural Vista.
Okay, those are the only scores that we still need. So we're doing pretty dang good, I feel like, tonight.
Yeah, we're good.
Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now, Boz. What is that phone number?
785-547-3461.
You only got a couple weeks left of 2025. Take advantage of Giant Mobile and switch now. And if you bundle that with your home internet plan, you get an additional $15 off of your bill every single month by switching to Giant Mobile, and you won't pay anything for the rest of this year on your cell phone plan. Some restrictions do apply, so visit GiantCOMM.net for more details. All right, Boz, you just got another score that came in, maybe? Is that right?
I did. We were wanting Blue Valley. This is on the guys' side, Blue Valley versus Rural Vista. Overtime win for Blue Valley, 59-54.
All right, and so just a handful of scores left. We also need Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees. Folks, we know it's the last show of the year. Yeah. We know there's, you know, some teams were not playing tonight. Not everybody played tonight, but we need some nominations to come in. So Boz can make his selection, and I know on social media, on our TikTok, on our Facebook, YouTube, everything, you have not seen any videos yet or any publication of the presentation of the game balls. We will be getting those. They are en route to us, but as anybody and everybody can guess, this time of the year, man, I bought some packages for our kids for Christmas 3.5 weeks ago and still waiting on them to arrive. This is a similar situation with these basketballs. They're on their way, guys. And as soon as we get them, every single kid that has been nominated and has won will be getting that game ball. But we need some nominations so Boz can keep his tally so we know where all we got to get coming up here in the next couple of weeks. But right now, Boz, we only have girls on the nomination train.
Only have girls tonight. We've got three. Harper Wettstein from Troy. She surpassed 1,500 career points tonight. Huge accomplishment.
Impressive.
For Harper Wettstein. Kiwa Miller from Royal Valley. She had big time game tonight, 29 points. And Courtney Johnson, Donovan West, she had 22 points. Also, great defense. She was apparently matched up quite a bit with Harper Wettstein tonight. Tall task in and of itself trying to contain Harper Wettstein. So Courtney Johnson had a big time game tonight.
Okay, those are the nominees we've got so far, so we need some more. If you've got one, who balled out tonight? Who played well, even in a loss? If you had a player that played well, you need to let us know about them so we can give them the love that they deserve. You need to give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Give us the nominee. Give them the box score, their points, their rebounds, their great defense, whatever stuck out tonight. Get that on, and Kurt will get it over to us to put it onto the list here this evening. Or you can, again, put it into our social media pages. I just checked them all. No nominees on those right now. So I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Make sure you get somebody on that list from your community that you felt like deserved a game ball here tonight. Let's get into our recaps here tonight now over on 93.7 FM KAIR. Tom Couts, who is one of the busiest broadcasters in the history of broadcasting, Buzz. Last Friday, did a basketball game, then drove all the way up to Des Moines, Iowa on Saturday and broadcasted outside in the snow, in the freezing cold, up against the Grandview Benedictine game. Grandview won by a touchdown. A tough loss for BC last Saturday in football in the national semifinal game. But he's back into the hardwood now. He's been doing BC games this week. Tonight, he was at Atchison County Community High School, where the Valley Falls Dragons went in and they swept the Tigers tonight on 93.7 FM.
Well, it was high school basketball in Effingham tonight. A couple of teams in the Northeast Kansas League looking for some wins, and it was the road team that came away with two W's this evening as Valley Falls takes a pair at Atchison County. Game one of the night, Valley Falls exploded to a 20-7 intermission lead, went on to a 45-16 win as they were paced by Chloe Cox, 23 points for the Lady Dragons, and Valley Falls improved their record to 1-4 on the season. And ACCHS was led in scoring by Madison Martin, who's coming off the bench to pace her team. For the guys' game, Valley Falls started off early, never looked back, and took an 82-41 win over the Tigers. For Valley, three guys paced the way offensively. Damian Cervantes with 20, Colin Carney 19, and 18 for Flint Seymour. But for the Tigers, it was James Gaddis, not only leading his team, he led all scorers in the contest, 25 for James. The Tigers are now 1-5. Valley Falls advances to 2-3. So again, in the NEKL from Effingham, Kansas, Valley Falls on the road at Atchison County. It was the Dragons going home with two wins. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. Boz, every single time he does a recap, do you just hang on that R waiting for that radio network coming from Tom?
Exactly.
Every single time. I love it. Appreciate the work, as always, tonight here from Tom Counts. Over on 92.1 KMZA, Onega and Frankfort. Twin Valley League battle. Crendon Prophet had the call.
Crendon Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. Down here in Frankfort, Kansas, celebration here at Frankfort as they sweep the Onega Buffaloes in both the girls and boys matchup. Frankfort girls won by a score of 42-24, and the Frankfort boys won 55-30 over the Onega boys. Starting up with our girls matchup, the Frankfort Wildcat girls scored their most points of the season with their 42-24 victory. They led at the half 23-15, an impressive first quarter showing where the Frankfort girls hit 4 3-pointers in the first quarter. They also complemented that with 4 3-pointers put in the fourth quarter as well to win 42-24. Lorelei Valizo led the game with 15 points, 3 threes, while the Frankfort Wildcats had 5 total players hit threes on the game with 2 from Savannah Jackson, Molly Haug with 1, Holland Shirley with 1, and Tessa Parthimer with 2 threes on the game. Looking here at our boys matchup, the Frankfort Wildcat boys led at the half 26-15. The scoring got going with Wes Anderson the first quarter on a 3-point shot, and from there on, the Frankfort Wildcats went on to win the game with the lead, and it never changed from there on out. It won 55-30, being outscored Onega 29-15 in the second half. Wes Anderson finished with 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals and assists, but the player of the game that went for Frankfort was Kyler Parthimer, putting on his most impressive performance as a young freshman with 14 total points on the game. He led with 8 points at the first half and had 6 points in the second half, all with 3-point shots. He also hits his 4 total rebounds on the game. Also, shout to the young man from Onega, Ryder Colstrom, to hit his first 3-pointer of his varsity career. Again, for the matchups, Frankfort swept the Onega boys and girls. Girls won 42-24, and the boys won 55-30. This has been Crendon Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, thank you very much for that recap. Frankfort sweeps Onega, and so it is a 2-for-2 sweep so far on our recaps here tonight. Let's see what happened at our game of the week. Sabetha at Royal Valley. Again, we were only able to stay primarily for a girls contest. This was on the Sabetha channel tonight. We know that Royal Valley girls won, and we heard Boz say that the Sabetha boys won, so a split happened down at the Purple Palace tonight. Logan Bitterman was on the call on the Sabetha channel.
In the last league matchup in the Big East League before Christmas,
It would feature the Blue Jays of Sabetha on the road to take on the Panthers of Royal Valley. The girls' game would kick things off, and the Lady Panthers of Royal Valley would win it 56-41 behind a 29-point performance by Kiwi Miller here in the win. She gets 29 points, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Panova Wasik chipped in 18 points as well as the Lady Panthers win it here. They had 9 turnovers as a team, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 13 of 19 from the free throw line. Sabetha, on the other hand, they were led in scoring by Paxton Michael. She had 18 points in the win, or in the loss, excuse me, hit 6 three-pointers, all of her baskets coming from the three-point line. Sophia Haverkamp with 6 points as well. Sydney Schubarth also with 6 points in the loss here for the Lady Jays. The Lady Jays as a team had 32 turnovers, hit 8 three-pointers, and went just 1 of 2 at the free throw line. The boys' game, it would look to be a fun one as well, and it was. After a 13-point lead at halftime for the Blue Jays, 37-24, the Panthers would storm all the way back, finally getting the lead at 1 point after being down 1 in the third quarter. But Sabetha would find a way to get the win by 5, 61-56, behind a 14-point night for Micah Lane, 13 points for Cole Minold, and Reed Mitchell also chipping in 12. Charlie Luker also 14 as well here in the win. The Sabetha boys had 13 turnovers as a team, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 7 of 15 at the free throw line. Royal Valley boys, on the other hand, Tristan Murata, he had 24 points in the loss for the Panthers. Connor Nolan had 10, and Landon Gilbert had 8 as well. The Panthers as a team had 14 turnovers here in the loss, 5 three-pointers, and went 1 of 3 in the boys' game here this evening. It's a split. The Sabetha girls go to 1-4 on the season. The Sabetha boys go to 3-2. Both Sabetha teams will be in action on December 30th at home against Johnson Brock in Sabetha. Royal Valley, on the other hand, their next matchup will be Hiawatha in a Big East League matchup. So again, the Sabetha Blue Jay girls lose here in this one, 56-41. Sabetha boys get the split, 61-56. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap as we will transition now back to 103.9. And it was a Doniphan County rivalry, and both games lived up to the billing. Brandon Tadman on the call tonight from Troy.
Always fun when a couple of rivals square off, and tonight we were in Troy on KNZA. Trojans and the Mustangs of Doniphan West, two fantastic games. And ultimately, a split. Doniphan West girls in game one. Troy boys in the nightcap getting a win as well. Well, let's start with the girls game, Doniphan West. And for about 2.5 quarters, it was all Doniphan West. They had a 24-18 halftime lead. Blink of an eye in the third quarter, they go on a run and lead the game by 17 points. Once they got to that number, Troy would respond with an 18-0 run to retake the lead early in the fourth quarter. It was back and forth throughout. Troy girls had opportunities down the stretch. Doniphan West, they got a massive three in the final minute from Emmy Joe Wettstein that gave them the lead for good. Again, roughly about 30 seconds there. A couple of missed free throws by Doniphan West in the final 4 seconds gave Harper Wettstein an opportunity from midcourt, but her half-court heave just a bit short. 47-46 Doniphan West in a wild game in the first one tonight. Congratulations to Harper Wettstein. Despite a loss, had 23 points. Didn't even score in the first quarter, but surpassed 1,500 career points with a couple of threes in the first half. Courtney Johnson had 22 to lead Doniphan West. She didn't score in the first quarter or the fourth quarter, yet she finished with 22 points to lead Doniphan West. D. West, they have now won 6 consecutive games going into the break. Now 6-1, number 8 ranked team, I should say, in the 2A classification. Troy, they're going into the break with a 3-3 record. So again, 47-46, D West girls in the first game tonight. Back and forth between the D West boys and Troy. It was 21-18, Troy at the half. Down 9 late in the third quarter, Doniphan West would get it back to a 1-point deficit early in the fourth quarter. But Troy would not relinquish a lead at any point in the final 8 minutes. Able to hold on, 51-45, as it turns out to be a split here tonight. Kasten Jasper, 17 points, 11 rebounds, leading the way for Troy. Henry Geiger, 11 points, 7 rebounds as well. For Doniphan West, a 3-game winning streak snapped on their side. They had 14 points from Coulter Peterson. So it's a split here tonight in Troy. D. West girls victorious in game one. Troy boys in the nightcap. Both teams off until the new year. January 2nd, you got Donovan West. They're going to be at home against Lynn. That Saturday, January 3rd, Troy will be on the road at Blue Valley. I'm Brady Tamer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Ted, thank you very much for that recap. And our final recap tonight will come from Justin Fluke, who has Holton at Rossville. And we heard about the double, triple, quad burger from the Dog Guys later on in the night. But he had the girls' contest as well. This is on the Holton channel tonight. Justin will break everything down between Holton at Rossville.
A sweep for the Rossville Bulldogs at home against the Holton Wildcats. Rossville bounced back from a couple losses to rival Silver Lake on Tuesday earlier this week and posted big wins against Holton. The girls' game, really competitive. The Holton girls had 18 points in the first quarter for the second straight game, but trailed 34-24 at halftime. It was a 20-4 fourth quarter advantage for the Rossville girls as they pulled away to win 68-40. Rossville girls led by Riley Dick with 23 points. Nora Burdick had 19, and Bristol Miller, the freshman, added 12. For the Holton girls, they were led by Becca Lassie with 13 points. Stephanie Crawford, best game for her, with 12. And Lily Tanking chipped in with 10. In the guys' contest, it was all Rossville from the opening tip. They won every quarter, 26-11, then 25-11, then 27-12. And with the running clock in the fourth quarter, Rossville won that 15-8 for the final boys' score of 93-42. It was Jack Donovan with 28 points, Jacoby McDonald with 21, Cameron Miller 12, and Landon Lewis 11, as Holton had 25 turnovers and just one double-digit score, with Devin Terwilliger posting 13. The Holton girls and boys both fall to 0-6 on the season. The Rossville girls and boys both improve to 3-3 and get their first Big East wins of the year, and the only matchup of these teams this season. Again, Rossville wins at 68-40 in the girls' game, 93-42 in the guys' game. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, throwing that a little bit in there at the last second there, Buzz.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho, from President Fluke.
Yeah.
Good job there, Fluke. As he mentioned it, the Dogs, man, a sweep tonight of Holton, and Holton drops to a total of 0-12 between both girls and guys here this evening. Rossville, their only hiccup really coming against Silver Lake earlier this week, and two really, really good matchups on those Highway 24 rivals between Rossville and Silver Lake. Well, that's going to do it for our recaps. We're going to take a short break. We'll give you an updated list because we had a handful of nominees specifically, actually all of them, came on the guys' side during those recaps.
Yeah.
A couple callers called in giving us some of these, and then a few messages came through as well with some of our new nominees. Boz, what are they?
So on the guys' side, they're all new. Colin Carney for Valley Falls, he had 20 points tonight. Flint Seymour, and this all came together at one thing. Colin Carney, Flint Seymour, Damian Cervantes, all from Valley Falls. Carney had 20, Seymour 18, and Cervantes had 18. So big nights from those three guys.
And that message that came through also said those three guys, none of them played in the fourth quarter either. So that's in three quarters of action tonight.
Nice. Love it. James Gaddis from ACCHS, he had 25 points tonight.
Freshman,
and,
my
yes,
man.
And Jack Donovan, Rossville, 28 points tonight.
And Jack Donovan, a featured athlete of the week on MSCSports.net as well. He is definitely a dog on the basketball court. We got to step aside for another timeout. When we come back, we'll break down a few of our teams that we said you better watch out for them this season. Boz also has a few more intricate notes we're going to dive into. We're going to get more Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees to you. And we'll look ahead at what 2026 might bring us. We're closing up 2025 here on the Scoreboard Show, presented by Community National Bank. Stick with us here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Boz, are you crazy in love with some basketball, my friend?
Oh, yeah.
We got to continue on here with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday, the final Friday of 2025, where we'll have a show because this time next week, there'll be plenty of Christmas festivities going on, the holiday gatherings you guys have. You heard it from the man, the myth, the legend himself, Justin Pflug, at the very end of his recap, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hello.
Hello.
Kurt Kilman, the Gopher, still in the studio.
The Gopher.
A self-proclaimed the Gopher.
Okay.
No, he does a great job. Burning the 1036 oil with us here tonight. 40 degrees, windy outside. Going to get a little bit chillier over the weekend, but man, heating up next week. We got a heat wave coming through.
I love it.
Going to be 70 on Christmas. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that is a little weird.
Come on.
We're not in Arizona or Florida. I don't know. I kind of like it when it snows.
Me too. So what you're saying is you're dreaming.
Stop.
Of a white.
We just lost everybody.
Christmas. And everybody turned the radio off.
The show's over.
I never proclaimed myself to be a good singer. How about the scores for the final time here tonight, Buzz?
All right. Girls' scores from tonight. Silver Lake, they get the win against Hayes, 62-41. Atchison, they defeat
Phoenix.
Sumner, 80-11. You said we didn't have any burgers on the girls' side. We just got that score a little bit ago. 80-11, Atchison over Sumner.
Double burger from the girls.
Rossville, they defeat Holton 68-40. Valley Falls, they get the win against ACCHS 45-16. Donovan West, 1-point victory over Troy 47-46. Horton gets the win against Oskaloosa 51-49. St. Mary's, 2-point win over Maranatha 44-42. Sabetha, they defeat Royal Valley Royal Valley. Sorry, they get the win over Sabetha 56-41. Riley County, they defeat Perry LeCompton 55-29. Valley Heights gets the win over Centralia 62-54. Lynn, they defeat Axtell 44-36. Clifton Clyde, another score we just got late. Clifton Clyde girls, number 10 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, they defeat Bishop Seabury 66-16. Big time win for Clifton Clyde. Blue Valley, they defeat Rural Vista 49-34. And Frankfort, they get the win against Onega 42-24.
All right, anything on the girls we still need?
Washington County at Hanover.
Come on, man.
Only girls
need
score.
That one. All right, on the guys' side.
On the guys' side, Hayden, they defeat Silver Lake 64-57. Atchison gets the win over Sumner 78-59.
Man, both Phoenixes with burgers tonight.
How about the girls outscoring the guys in that contest?
Uh-oh.
I like that. Rossville, they defeat Holton 93-42. Valley Falls gets the win over ACCHS 82-41. Troy, they defeat Donovan West 51-45. Oskaloosa victorious against Horton tonight 70-34.
Burger, back to back to back.
Yep, St. Mary's, they get the win against Maranatha 69-36.
Maranatha,
that's what we're just going to say. Sabetha, they get the win over Royal Valley 61-56. Perry LeCompton defeats Riley County 63-58. Hanover, this score just came in. They defeat Washington County 70-47.
Burger.
Centralia, they get the win over Valley Heights 64-33. Axtell defeats Lynn 63-39. Seabury with the win over Clifton Clyde 60-53. Final in overtime, Blue Valley, they get the win against Rural Vista 59-54. And Frankfort gets the win against Onega 55-30.
Okay, those are your scores for tonight. Any scores we still need?
Got them all on the boys' side.
Appreciate you, Kansaland, for the assistance, for Kurt, for the assistance, for making the scores, make them easy. Come on in, pour them through, and we'll keep them rolling for you here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Well, we talked about how there was things to dive into a little bit. Boz had some interesting trinkets to get through as well, and this is one of the favorite, I feel like maybe, I can't speak for you here, I guess, maybe one of your favorite things that you do is keeping tabs, and when I say you're keeping tabs, you're doing research and getting these statistics.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean it's everybody, because not everybody posts their statistics out there. But it's definitely cool to be able to highlight some of the kids and where they're state ranked right now in different categories.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you can go out and try to find scores. You can try to find stats, things like that. And like Jake said, not everybody reports stats. I mean, they just don't. Some coaches just keep stats in-house, and that's fine. That's what they do. But when we see athletes from this area performing at a high level, which we got a lot that do, it's kind of cool to recognize. So when we start looking here, on the girls' side of things, scoring leaders in the state, and when we're talking about this, it is all classifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So we are 1A all the way through 6A, and we've got some top performers here on the girls' side of things in the scoring section. Number two in the state.
In the state,
all classes, Brinley Kuntz from Jeff West.
Game ball winner, freshman.
Freshman, averaging 26.5 points a game. She also is averaging 9.2 rebounds a game, just shy of averaging a double-double in her freshman campaign.
It's impressive.
Number three in the state. Let's follow that right up with another area young lady, Harper Wettstein.
Yep.
No stranger to our game ball nominees every week. From Troy, she's averaging 26.2 points per game. She's moving on to play at Northern Iowa.
Yep.
Is that correct? Next
correct.
Year, Division One.
Yep.
Love it. From small town Troy.
Small town Troy.
D1 basketball. It's awesome. And then also number 7 in the state, all classes, from Clifton Clyde, Sevy Wirtz. For some reason, I thought, we said her name a lot last year. I thought she was a senior.
Yeah.
Well, she's back.
Yeah.
She's telling everybody.
She got that redshirt senior season.
Exactly. Number 7 in the state from Clifton Clyde, Sevy Wirtz, 23.2 points per game. So those are your girls in the area. On the guys' side of things, and typically I look at, I mean, you can go like 100 deep if you want. Typically we're looking like top 20 in the state.
Yeah.
On the guys' side of things, we've talked about his name before. Dane Johnson from Silver Lake, number 12 in the state, all classes, 21.8 points per game.
Okay. And again, like Boz mentioned, like I mentioned earlier, just to reiterate the point, not every school puts their point totals per game averages and statistics out there to be included on this list, and that's fine. But if you've got somebody from your school, if you're a coach listening, you're a player, holler at your coach, get them their, send that information in.
Holler at your coach.
Holler at your coach.
Are you saying like holler, like yell at him?
No.
Or just like,
no, like
holler?
Like holler. Like, what's up, coach?
Hey, come on.
I want Boz to feature me during.
Get my stats out there, coach.
Yeah, exactly. I want Boz to feature me during that awesome segment he loves doing during basketball season of statistics. So if you're, if you got somebody that you think would be in top 20, I mean, send us the stats and Boz will look it up and see, hey, does that qualify for our top 20 looking at? And we'll make sure to include them every single week from here on out. We'll be checking in on that to highlight and feature our local student athletes and how they're doing across all the classifications. One more game ball that just came in, Boz. Colin Shaughnessy of Axtell. 17 points on the night. 3 for 3 from three.
3 for 3 from three.
3 for 3 from three. Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, 17 points on the night, joins the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list for tonight as well.
Okay.
All right, it's time to check in on where things are at right now, Buzz, with Buzz and I's dark horse picks of the season. We do this from time to time during football season, kind of check in a few games in, but you know, when it's football, you're looking after 6 games or something, you've got a pretty good idea what that team's going to be looking like for the whole season. We're 6.
Yes.
Some people have how many games? We got what, like 6?
Yeah, we got a couple that's got 7 this already.
6-7 games here this season. And so we can kind of get a little bit of a temperature check on some of our teams and where we're looking at, where we're thinking that they might be. Let's go into our dark horse picks right now, and then we're going to dive into some teams and where they're at maybe in their league standings and how those are shaking up right now early here in this season. Maybe there's a couple surprises that people were not looking at, but go ahead and start with your boys' dark horse pick of the year.
So my dark horse pick on the guys' side of things, I went with Jackson Heights. This team was 7-14 last season. They got a lot of guys back. They got some size. They've got great guards, and they're starting. It's so early still. We got a little bit of a measuring stick here. They're 4-2 right now.
Yeah.
So they've won some good games. They've dropped a couple. 4-2. My prediction for them was, I was feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you were
early in the season, and I still do. I mean, I think this team is good enough as they progress, get better. Some things they got to work on, but I had them at 17-6 on the season. Sitting at 4-2, that's still within shot, no question about it.
Yeah.
And it's, you're going to see that early in the season. It's just the lack of experience, time on the court, execution, all those things are going to get better as the season progresses. So I think even sitting at 4-2, the improvement in this team could be dramatic, and I think they can still reach that 17 win mark.
No doubt about it. My boys' dark horse pick of the season was the Hiawatha Redhawks. And the Redhawks, coming off of an 8-win season a year ago, my prediction, Buzz, I believe you're looking at it, I'm not, 19-4, I think is what I have them at for this season. Going into the Christmas break, Hiawatha, Buzz, 5-1 with their one loss, a double overtime defeat at Troy back in their second game of the year, and a phenomenal basketball game that was. What a night that was for Caston Jasper from Troy, Henry Geiger from Troy, Stephen Morgan, from Hiawatha as well. But the Red Hawks, my friend, 5-1 heading into the Christmas break with a big-time win in league play against Sabetha, the first time they've beaten the Blue Jays in five seasons. So they're coming out of the break against Holton, and they have Royal Valley, Blue Valley, Randolph. I was looking at that schedule, and I still feel pretty darn good about my 19-4 selection of the Red Hawks.
I got to give you a little bit of kudos, I guess, a little bit. That is a really good pick. Hiawatha, this, we talked about them week one of our show, that game against Troy.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic basketball game to begin with. It could have gone either way, but I really do like Hiawatha. They've got good guards, quick guards, guys that defend and get after you defensively. But they got size, too. And they got Seben Morgan, you mentioned him.
Yeah.
He's an inside-out player. He can knock down threes. He gets tired of doing that. He can go post you up on the block. He can dunk it on you.
Yeah.
They're a well-rounded team. They got all the pieces. I think 19-4, well within reach. The only question mark I got with Hiawatha, they're getting ready to go through a gauntlet a little bit.
Yeah, they
are. Big East League.
They are.
That's going to be tough for them.
You look at the Big East League. Again, we're going to look at the standings here in just a second. But, yeah, there's definitely whoever comes out of the Big East League on top come February, end of February, early March.
Yeah.
That team, really, I would say the top three teams in the Big East League,
yeah,
they're going to be contenders for a state tournament berth.
No question.
And later on in the year. All right, your girls' pick this season, Boz, and where we're standing with them right now.
Hey, I'm feeling good with this one, too. I went with the Perry LeCompton Lady Caws. They were 2-19 last year. Uh-huh. Rough season for them. Young team. They returned virtually everything.
Yeah.
90-some-odd percent of their scoring. They are sitting 4-2.
Doubled from a year ago.
Doubled their win total already.
Yeah.
And we're six games into the season, so I'm feeling good about it. But again, my prediction was 10 wins.
Yes.
I definitely think they can do that. I could maybe even throw a couple more on there, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stick with my 10 wins.
Yeah.
But again, this is they're getting ready to go through the Big East League, and that's no joke.
Perry LeCompton, as Boz mentioned, 4-3 on the season, doubling their win total from a season ago. And already, Coach Franzetta of Perry LeCompton definitely has things moving in the right direction. A very young team last year, brought everybody back, and you're seeing the fruits of the labor, but as mentioned, heading into the Big East League here with their midseason tournament being the JCN midseason tournament after the first of the year. All right, my girls' dark horse pick of the season, an 8-win team from a season ago. I did not have a win total, and we had to go back just to double check on this.
Oh, we did. I thought you were trying to get by with one or get away with one there.
I wasn't, because our criteria for successful dark horse pick, Boz, is what?
Well, they you can cop out and say, well, they're going to go to the state, and that would be one.
Cop out.
Or was it double their win total from last year?
No,
or was it 150%?
Yeah, 150%. And then we also threw a prediction alongside with that, if you're going to go with the win total. It's not a cop out, okay?
Okay.
To pick a team to go to a state tournament.
You got to make yourself feel better.
I still have that belief that Jeff West will make it to a state tournament. Here's the thing with what I'm seeing from the Tigers right now with Jeff West on the girls' side of things. 3-2 right now. They're two losses on the season. Big East League opponents at Roll Valley and at Nemaha Central both happened this week. They started the season off 3-0, beating up on Northeast Kansas League opponents in Valley Falls, JCN, and McLeod. But we talked about how difficult this Big East League is.
Yeah.
And Jeff West, out of the break, will have Rossville at home, at Riley County, and home against Silver Lake before they travel to Hiawatha. So those four right there alone are the top of the Big East League girls' standings right now. And so that's a huge stretch for this Tiger program. You mentioned Brindley Kuntz, the freshman, averaging 26 a game. Well, freshmen have to grow up quickly in the Big East League. And I believe in Coach Schwinn and what them Tigers are doing right now, that they're definitely going to be battling through that Big East League. I still think that my prediction is pretty good for them to make it to a state tournament later on in the season. All right, that kind of gives you a little snapshot of our dark horse picks that we picked at the beginning of the season. Quick check in the Big East League standings on the girls' side for this one. How about this top six right now in the Big East League? Riley County, you know, we were looking at them earlier today in our production meeting, and you said, man, are Riley County, are the Falcons going to be any good?
Are they going to be legit?
And I said, the Fighting Jordy Nelsons, as he's the assistant coach over there. And, yeah, perfect. 2-0 in league play, 5-1 overall. Tied atop the Big East League. Silver Lake, the Eagles, 6-0, 2-0 in league play. Big-time win today against Hayes for the Lady Eagles. And then right there, tied at the top with a 2-0 mark, the Royal Valley Panthers, a 4-3 overall team, but 2-0 in league play with a big win against Jeff West earlier this week. Also undefeated with a 1-0 mark in league play, Nemaha Central, the Lady Thunder, they had a big win against Jeff West last night to even up their record at 3-3. And then Hiawatha heading into the break, a perfect 6-0 and 1-0 in league play. Then there's Rossville, 1-1, 3-3 overall. They're sitting there in sixth. And then you're Perry the Compton Cause right
hanging
there
in
eighth. 4-3 overall, 1-2 in league play. St. Mary's, Holton, Sabetha, Jeff West all looking for their first win in the Big East League on the girls' side. Flip it to the guys' side of things. Silver Lake at the top, tied with Jeff West, both 2-0 in league play. Silver Lake 4-2, Jeff West 4-1 overall heading into the break. Perry LeCompton right there, the Cause, you said, man, that one's kind of stuck out to you off of our sheet tonight. 6-1 overall are the Cause, 2-1 in league play. Also up there in the Big East, up towards the top, St. Mary's 1-0, 5-1 overall in, or 1-0 in league play, 5-1 overall. And then my dark horse pick, the Red Hawks from Hiawatha, 1-0 in league play, 5-1 overall. Rossville, Sabetha, both 1-1 and 3-3 overall. Nemaha Central, Holton, Royal Valley, and Riley County are all looking for their first league win once they come back from the break. And then looking at some of the other leagues around the area, as I just got locked up here, big dog, so my stuff's not populating for me right now. We might have to break all those down after the break. Yeah, we're going to have to do that because, yeah, so technology is great when it works, my man, but right now technology is a little bit broken at the moment. So we're going to have to rehash the Twin Valley League and the Northeast Kansas League here in just a little bit. But big-time teams right now, as you look through the score sheets right now on the girls' side, some teams that really are playing well heading into the Christmas break that anybody really like stick out to you as like, man, this team's playing extremely well.
Well, the one just right off the top of my head, and part of it is I had a chance to see them earlier this season, Silver Lake Girls.
Yeah.
I mean, this team, they can hurt you so many ways. They're incredibly deep. It doesn't matter. You know, Coach Kyle Porter, he mentioned, we talked to him before the game, and he's like, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know how deep we're going to be. I don't know what our bench is going to look like. And this first six games of the season should have answered any question that he had.
Sure.
He can go 8-9 deep, and they're not going to lose a whole bunch of production. This is a really good, balanced team, a ton of girls that can score. And then you beat number four ranked team in Class 5A. You beat Hayes tonight by 19.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, 21.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very, very good basketball team.
Very, very good team. You almost expect it, though, right?
I mean,
I understand the, I don't know how deep we're going to be. However, Silver Lake and the Eagles have been in a state tournament playing for state titles the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, and the other team, you know.
Program.
Yeah, you kind of, when you asked me real quick, but the other team is not even on the list here, but you mentioned Hiawatha Girls.
Yeah, 6-0.
6-0 on the season. We saw them play earlier this season.
Yep.
That's a team I look at. They've got some girls that can really score the ball. But the thing I like with them is defense. I mean, they're just
scrappy.
The way they defend, they're scrappy. They're diving on the floor, giving a ton of effort. I really like that team. They've probably surprised me more. You know, Silver, like you said, that probably expect that perennial power.
Sure.
But Hiawatha really having a good season.
And I'm going to throw one out there as well of that this one was brought up to me earlier today. But not by somebody from this school, not even somebody that's from this league, but it was from a Big East League coach that I talked to earlier today, and he said, man, is the Northeast Kansas League needing to put Jacksonite's Cobra girls on notice because they're 5-1 after they were 1-4 going into the break last year. They flipped the script. Now they're 5-1 going into the break. Is that a team we're going to be talking about maybe in February? We'll have to see once you get into Northeast Kansas League action. But Mar Hill Mouth Academy, Jackson Heights, obviously Troy, a big part of that NEKL on the girls' side that you're definitely going to be talking about. Oskaloosa, they suffered their first loss tonight, but they were 5-0 going into the night as well. The NEKL on the girls' side, definitely very fun to watch. I'm going to give you my the boys' team that really kind of sticks out to me. It's going to be the Donovan West Mustangs right now because this is a team that a couple seasons ago, two wins. Last year they got four wins. This year, they've already got four wins, and we're going into the Christmas break. 4-3, they fall tonight at Troy. But this is a team that really, the word surprise is not what I want to say, but sticks out to me with the success that they're having early here in the season. 4-3, their record going into the break, already matching and surpassing what they've done the last couple of years to this point this season. And then give a shout-out to Pat Battle over at Atchison, the Phoenix. And they improved to 7-0, number 2 ranked team in 4A. Got to give some love for the Phoenix of Atchison, improving to 7-0 on the season. Metal Arc Conference record for them at 7-0. We got to get to our final break. We'll wrap it up. We're going to look ahead at the college football playoff that starts this weekend. The NFL playoffs are on the way. And then we're going to close up with a few predictions that we've got coming up in the next few weeks with those playoffs coming up here in just a little bit. Boz, are we talking playoffs?
We're talking playoffs.
Playoffs! We're back after this final break to wrap everything up on the final 2025 High School Scoreboard Show, proudly presented by Community National Bank. Jake and Boz with you. We'll be back after this. Stick with us. 10:58 on a Friday. Nowhere else you'd rather be.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at The Pump, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, The Pump has you covered. The Pump offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pump is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
Here is another Kansaland community calendar item powered by JBN Telephone Company.
St. Mary's and the Sacred Heart Catholic Heart Work Camp Youth, with the help of the Baileyville Knights of Columbus, are hosting a New Year's Eve meal in the new Sacred Heart Hall in Baileyville from 4:30 to 8 p.m. Takeout meals will be available. The church youth will be selling tickets, or you can call Mindy Sudbeck at 785-294-1040. That event will be held on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Dorsey, as always, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. One final time here for the final time of 2025. We're glad that you're spending it with us here on a Friday night, December the 19th, just past 11 o'clock. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. It's on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha, or on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca, as we've got the Giant Communications hotline still rolling here this evening, taking our final caller of the night. But it's 11:03, so you're listening here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA and 92.1 FM KMZA. Quick little programming note here for you for tomorrow, as we've got... We got somebody who wants to be on the line. All right, tell them to hang on 1 second. All right, live radio at its finest right now. Thanks, Boz, for doing something that you're not comfortable doing. I know that you definitely don't like answer the phone, but I was like,
well, I did.
Just
I was like,
it,
what
homie.
Is okay?
Just grab that phone. You did great, you know, as always. Quick programming note for tomorrow across the networks here on 103 and on 92.1. K-State men basketball against South Dakota, pregame starting at 10 a.m. with tip-off at 11. Over on Care Country 93.7 FM at 11:45 pregame, Benedictine women's and men's basketball against Dort University. Tom Kautz will be on the call for that. And then you can take in the Silver Lake channel and check out the Silver Lake Lady Eagles going for the Heston Tournament Championship tomorrow as well. So go to T1 Sports, third place game for the Silver Lake boys as well tomorrow. So you can tune in for that over on the Silver Lake channel. We got to go to the Giant Communications hotline, though, real quick, Boz. We had a caller call in here towards the end of the show. And I believe this is KJ Senior. Is that who we got on the line with us?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and thank you for showing up to the game tonight. Appreciate all the support.
No doubt about it, man. That was a great game. Talking about Kiwa and this Panther girls basketball team. I know that the boys fell in the latter half of the night, so with a split tonight. But what's exciting about this girls basketball team right now you're seeing on the floor of the Purple Palace?
Oh, you know, we're just coming along. You know, we've had a few tough losses, but, you know, they were good teams, you know, good battles. They're just gelling right now. And, you know, those good battles will turn into, you know, learning lessons. But, yeah, our girls are coming together and, you know, the 1-2 punch we have, but they're just, you know, they're coming together at the right time. And, you know, we'll take this break. And because we got a tough road ahead, the Big East is I would say it's one of the toughest in the state, you know, and so we got a lot of good teams to face and look forward to that. But yeah, the 1-2 punch we have, you know, we're going to roll with it. And, shout out to you guys for the support and, you know, and the girls in the league, you know, in general. But yeah, it's just, it's fun. We're enjoying the moment. But yeah, I really appreciate, you know, the shout outs and we tune in weekly. But it's just fun, really fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we appreciate you tuning in and being a part of the MSC family. I know you're a big volleyball fan, too, though. And I wanted to ask you about, you've taken in a lot of volleyball lately, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We're actually at the Nike Phenom Showcase this weekend. So today we was at day one of the showcase because that's something she wants to pursue in the future.
Sure.
No disrespect to basketball, but, you know, any sport, we support it. Anything, you know, our kids try within our community, we all support, you know. So
yeah, no doubt.
Big thanks to our community, you know. They really show the love and support in everything we do. And, but yeah, it's just amazing. A lot of recruitment about to happen pretty soon, and just thankful and blessed to, you know, be a part of all of that.
Well, no doubt. Well, keep us in the loop on that. We love showcasing our local student athletes with, you know, recruitment with different colleges taking looks at our local kids. So definitely keep us in the loop on Kiwa and everything that comes down her way, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, boys. And hopefully we get that game ball sometime.
Well, hey, man, that's all on Boz, man. We get all the nominations that come in, but Boz is the one that picks it because I don't want to deal with the parents, man.
Stay tuned. Stay
no
tuned.
No problem. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And I just wanted to reach out and
hopefully
hearing from each other soon. And
yeah.
Sorry, Boz, I didn't get to meet you. You were talking to Miss B.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, she's one of our big supporters also. But shout out to Boz and, you know, your whole team there.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, KJ. Thanks for calling the show, man.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Hey, you too, buddy. You too. Thank you. All right. Man, that was awesome, Boz.
I love it.
You know, a little late night call. First time we've ever heard from KJ here on the show, and he listens all the time. And we appreciate him calling in, just taking a few minutes to, you know, tell us his perspective. And that's why we call this Friday Night Highlights, that segment where people can call in and talk about, you know, hey, this is my team, this is my school, and I love what I'm seeing from them.
Yeah.
And that's what that was, and that's what we love to be able to allow people that chance.
And this is the thing I would love for people to...
This is the thing, Jack.
I would love for people to do just that. We can only go to a limited amount of games.
Yes.
Travel time, you know, we're trying to get some Tuesday games, but all these parents and fans in the local communities, they're following their teams. They're going on road games. They're watching them at home, obviously. They see them all the time. And we may not ever see those teams.
I'd
love for people to call in and just tell us, like you said, this is my team. This is what they're doing good. We don't need you to call and give us stats or anything like
sure,
that, but
sure.
Tell us what's happening with your team.
Yeah.
Give us some highlights and what you think is going on. And it adds so much more because everybody gets to hear about it then.
Absolutely. Everybody gets to hear about, you know, we talk about our perspective of what we got to see tonight for the first time with that 1-2 punch.
Okay. Yeah.
Of Wawusik and Miller.
Yep.
And he just said, man, you're seeing this gel with these two.
Yeah.
And he's seeing it from a different set of eyes.
Yes, totally.
Than what
different.
We see it. And so, yeah, we encourage all of you listeners out there. When we get back here after the first of the year, man, light the phone lines up. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you. Man, we usually shut it off in the final segment, but why not bring it back open?
That's why you threw me for a loop. You were pointing at what? It's late. We don't take phone calls.
I was like, man, I saw it was a local number. It wasn't a spam call, so I had to pick up that phone. I got to give a programming note for tomorrow. But appreciate you, sir, KJ, for calling in and giving us a little bit of insight what he's seeing from the Panther girls basketball team here tonight. Okay, he's not going to be excited about this. I know the Millers are huge Oklahoma fans. College football playoff starts tonight and this weekend. And Alabama with a 34-24 win on the road at Oklahoma, avenging that loss to the Sooners earlier in the year. If Oklahoma would have won that game, Boz, I cannot remember it off the top of my head, but I saw the statistic. It was over 40 years since a team had beaten Alabama twice in the same season.
Wow.
So that was what was on the line. Oklahoma falls to Alabama. So what does Alabama get as the 9 seed moving on?
Who they got?
Indiana.
Woo.
Next weekend in the college football playoff.
I still can't. Can you just listen to what you just said?
Yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah. I'm not talking about
Assembly
Hall. I'm not talking about Bobby Knight. I'm not talking. No. We're talking Kurt Cignetti, who says, Google me. And people Googled him and they found out real quick, Indiana, the top seed. All right. As a mentioned before the break, we're going to quickly break down a few of these games here that are going on with the college football. Hang on, though, if you're listening in to figure out who wins tonight's game ball. Oh, Boz has got a decent, healthy list that kind of filled out for you tonight. It was a slow starter, but we got some nominees on there, and we will give away a game ball for the final time of 2025 coming up. Let's start with the game tomorrow morning, Boz. It's Miami. The U make it to the college football playoff over Notre Dame last week. What is your initial reaction to that before we get into this game?
I think it's good.
Me too.
I do. I mean,
anybody, I'm sorry, I just offered it to you, then I'm taking it back. Yeah. But anybody that said Notre Dame deserved to be in because they were ranked higher, you know, latter part of the season, I don't care. The head-to-head matchup has to matter, and I'm so glad that Miami got in over Notre Dame.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. And that was the huge debate, you know, the head-to-head or the versus ranking.
Right. What matters more?
Exactly. And I don't know how the selection committee, you deal with all those kinds of things, but I think it's absolutely the right deal. Miami makes it in. They beat Notre Dame head-to-head. That has to mean something.
I don't care if it was week one.
Doesn't matter.
They played, and one team won, one team lost. The team that won, if you're that close, should make it in. And they did. So the U travels to College Station. Colin Klein, hopefully, my prediction anyway, will be coaching his final game at Texas A&M tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. The 10 seed Miami at Texas A&M. The 7 seed winner will get Ohio State next weekend, but A&M favored by 3.5 at home, Boz, which basically means it's a coin flip game. Who you got?
I think A&M's going to win it.
Okay.
At home, I do. I think there's all the hype with Miami getting in and everything with that. Are they in? Are they out? In and out. They made it. But I think A&M's at home. It's just they're too tough to beat at home.
12th man's going to be a big thing. Crowd.
Yes. Huge.
I disagree 100%. I think Miami rides that wave of, man, people don't think we deserve to be here. We're gonna prove to them why we should be here. And I got Miami winning. I got them not only winning by like one score, I got them winning by double digits tomorrow at College Station, 11 a.m. for that kickoff, Miami and Texas A&M. The afternoon slate's got Tulane, the Green Wave from Louisiana, going all the way up to Mississippi to take on the Rebels.
I love it. I went to a game
at
Oxford, saw Ole Miss. I'm a big fan of that whole environment. Not necessarily Ole Miss. Like, I don't know enough about the team. I don't follow them enough. But that whole experience is something.
Yeah.
It is something special. I think Ole Miss wins that game.
Favored by 17.5. This is where I'm starting to give a little bit. If you want Notre Dame in, kick Tulane out.
Yeah.
Okay. Group of five team doesn't play a tough schedule. They play in a worse league. I mean, you should not have college football playoff games where the line is 17.5 plus.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. Just shouldn't. I think Ole Miss rolls. I agree with you on that one. Ole Miss would take on then Georgia.
Georgia.
Them dogs. On New Year's Day in the Sugar Bowl. So look for an SEC rematch for that one. And then tomorrow night, the game that I truly believe what I just said of teams that should not be there.
Yep.
James Madison at Oregon. Props to the Dukes, man. They've had a good year. Okay?
Yeah.
Look at the schedule. Who are you playing?
Yep. Not good.
Not good. Back to that Ole Miss-Tulane game. Tulane played Ole Miss this season. You know what that score was?
Wasn't good.
45-7. Get them out. I'm sorry, man. Get a different division for the playoff if you want James Madison's and Tulane's to, you know, play deep postseason bracketed structures like this. Oregon's favored by 20.5.
Yeah, and I think it'll be every bit of that.
I mean, come on. What are we doing here? I thought the BCS system was flawed, so they switched to this. I was excited about this with a 4-team playoff. Even more excited when they moved it to 12, but now it's butchered again. They need to chop it up and refix it.
Yep, I agree.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you should. Well, because then you could make an argument, BYU.
Absolutely.
Should they be in there?
Two-loss BYU team. They're only two losses to Texas Tech, who's the 4 seed.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. By the way, the Oregon James Madison winner will go to Lubbock on January 1st to play the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. And so that Boz and I both got Oregon. I didn't ask you. I'm assuming you're taking Oregon and that matchup.
Yeah.
You're good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Oregon over James Madison. I agree. Alabama upsets Oklahoma tonight. they will take on Indiana on January 1st as well. We both got Ole Miss over Tulane, but we're split in College Station tomorrow. I've got Miami. Boz has A&M. Winner gets Ohio State on New Year's Eve. We will have our show on January 2nd, so that will be after all of these quarterfinal games get played, Boz.
All right.
Can we play devil's advocate for a quick second here?
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine.
We've got the time. We both believe Oregon beats James Madison, right?
Yep.
Oregon then travels to Texas Tech on January 1st. Who you got in that game?
Red Raiders.
Yeah.
Red Raiders.
Guns up.
Yep.
I agree 100%. I think Texas Tech's got the best defense in the country.
Well, phenomenal defense, and their offense, they no joke either. I mean, they can score a ton of points. Explosive offense.
Explosive, exactly. They're an air raid style, but they also, I mean, air raid, they're still running the ball at a higher clip.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the most dynamic, I think, Joey McGuire, head coach for the Red Raiders. My gosh, coach of the year maybe for Texas Tech now, granted. They've got one of the highest payrolls in the country with the NIL. But that's just the way the game's played now.
Yep.
I got the Red Raiders going to the semifinals. Who are they going to play, Boz? Alabama at Indiana. Indiana already opening line favored by 6.5.
This one is, I just can't wrap my mind around it. Indiana, that's a basketball. Hoosiers is a basketball thing, not football. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'm really torn on this. I wasn't sure.
The quarterback for Indiana just won the Heisman Trophy.
I know, yeah. I didn't think Alabama would get by Oklahoma. I thought Oklahoma was going to win that game, so now maybe Alabama's got some mojo going.
Yeah.
I think Alabama knocks off Indiana.
Ooh,
making that call right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
As the great Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend.
Fast.
Indiana, favored by a touchdown. Alabama, great SEC team. Indiana not only went to Eugene to beat Oregon earlier this year, then they beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, where Ohio State was heavily favored. They got the better quote-unquote roster. They got more players paid higher, all these different things in favor of Ohio State. What did Indiana do? Kurt Cignetti said, I just win, Google me, and that's what they did. Indiana wins this game. It might be a two-point game. I don't know, but Indiana's not losing this game to an SEC opponent in Alabama. They're going to play against Texas Tech, and we will break that game down in our show on January 2nd. Okay, we both have Ole Miss beating Tulane. Now we've got Ole Miss, Georgia, an SEC showdown in the Sugar Bowl. I mean, can you think of anything better for the Sugar Bowl? Two SEC teams? I get it. A lot of people in this area don't like the SEC. Get over it. I'm sorry. Best conference in football. Georgia versus Ole Miss in this matchup.
Georgia.
No hesitation.
I think Georgia is too good. I just don't see there's any way that Ole Miss knocks them off.
Georgia moves on. I'm a huge Georgia fan, actually. They're my secondary college football team. Back to the Mark Richt era. I loved back when Matthew Stafford was a dog back in the day. So Georgia, I got them beating Ole Miss, moving on to the Fiesta Bowl. Who's their opponent going to be? I've got Miami, Ohio State, and the Cotton Bowl. Boz, you got A&M and Ohio State. Who you got in that one?
I got Ohio State.
Ohio State moving on to take on Georgia in the Fiesta Bowl. I've got Miami upsetting Ohio State.
Look at you going crazy.
I got Miami in the semifinal, the Final Four, whatever you want to call it. They're going to make it all the way to the Fiesta Bowl. They beat Texas A&M by double digits, and then they do the same to Ohio State. I think Carson Beck and this Miami offense, the world is against them, and they've got that chip on their shoulder. By the way, I also want to see this Carson Beck Georgia matchup, because Carson Beck was the quarterback at Georgia for 3 years before he left to go make more money at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got Miami and Georgia in the Fiesta Bowl. Boz has Ohio State, Georgia in that one. In the Peach Bowl, these are all the semifinal games of the college football playoff. I've got Texas Tech versus Indiana. Boz has Texas Tech, Alabama in the Peach Bowl. All right.
Boy.
Not too bad. We're just kind of throwing that together last minute, huh, buddy?
Yeah, no, it was good.
Good job. Way to roll with the punches like you always do.
Always.
All right, and then moving up to the professional ranks really quickly here. Got to check in on our teams for sure. Give everybody that update on where we're looking at in the playoff picture and how things are going. unfortunate for Chiefs Kingdom this past week. Kansas City not only loses the game, they lose Patrick Mahomes for a year plus. Ugh. Well, I shouldn't say that because he's a freak of enough athlete that he will find a way to come back by September, I would imagine.
Well, and I was kind of surprised they did the surgery so quick. Normally there's 2-3 weeks there where they kind of just wait, let swelling come down, all that kind of stuff. But, man, he was getting cut on right away.
You get the money like he got.
You can make some things happen.
You do things quickly. All right. So the current playoff picture in the AFC, the only team that's made it to the playoffs, the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Secured a playoff spot last week with their win this past weekend. And the Patriots, the 2 seed, Jags, the 3rd. Steelers, the 4th. Chargers, Bills, Texans in that order. Colts, how about Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
Gets the start nearly. He did everything he could. You were at my house watching that game.
Yeah.
And he did everything he could do to win that game.
I made the reference to a Joe Flacco. The dude, Joe Flacco's never going to throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Hold up. Yes, he does.
Oh, come on. Not often.
I will pull up statistics from this year and show you that.
No way. We don't have to do it now.
Keep on talking, and I'll prove you wrong.
Is Joe Flacco the dude that's going to have prolific throwing games every game, or is he going to do what he needs to do, keep his team in the game? That's what Phillip Rivers did.
Yeah. He was the perfect game manager.
That's all he had to do.
The only interception he had was at the very end when he was trying to make something happen.
Don't turn over the ball. You're 40-some-odd years old. You're overweight. He was dying in the fourth quarter.
That poor guy did not look comfortable at all.
No, he did not.
And he got hit one time, and the way he fell, please, this is not meant disrespectfully, but he looked like somebody like in their 90s, with a walker that it gets caught on a ramp, like the metal piece.
They fall down awkward.
It's just like a slow fall.
Yeah.
Like they know they're going down, but they don't fall hard. That was kind of Phillip Rivers on Sunday last week. He didn't fall hard, but man, it was just like, oh, he's going down. Somebody catch him.
Yeah, no.
And they couldn't catch him. But he starts again this week. The Colts trying to make their way in. The Ravens trying to make their way in. Here's the fun scenario right now as a Ravens fan.
Is there ever a fun scenario as a Ravens fan?
Every week.
Okay. It's a roller coaster?
It is. If the Ravens win this weekend at home against the Patriots, Week 17 means nothing, and Week 18 against the Steelers means everything. If they lose this week against the Patriots, they have to win out. That's the Steelers in Week 18 and at Green Bay the following week. And the Steelers have to lose to the Ravens, to the Browns as well, which I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either.
So, for the Ravens, they've got to win this week. It is a must win. If they lose this game, very unlikely they make the playoffs and win the division. But if they win the game this week, boss, because we're not going to have another show until after 2 weeks have gone by in the NFL season.
Yeah.
I think they get it done this week against the Patriots at home. It's the last home game.
I do, too. I think they beat the Patriots. Well, we talked about the Patriots. Are they for real?
Have they played anybody?
Yeah.
Yes. We've had that conversation. And if they beat the Ravens this weekend, then I will be a believer.
Yes.
You can go on the road Sunday Night Football and win.
Yep.
I'll believe in them for sure.
Yeah.
I look for the Ravens to get the win this week, and then their trip to Green Bay, heck, you could play all the backups because the game literally means nothing, and prepare for Week 18 against the Steelers in January. That game will be the weekend that we come back to the show, my friend.
Okay.
Final weekend of the NFL season, first weekend of January, and that's again on the AFC side. NFC, man, what a game last night. Seattle comeback win down 30-14 in the fourth quarter, but the Rams and the Seahawks, the only two teams in the postseason, secured a lot of different opportunities for different teams to still make it in. But it's looking like the Lions, they're hosting the Steelers this week. If the Lions lose, they might get knocked out of the playoffs this weekend. But do you remember a year where the NFL playoff picture had so many good teams in the playoffs? I feel like every year we're talking about a 9-win team or a 10-win team, like two of them in the wild card round.
Yeah.
This year, I mean, there's going to be minimum 11 wins, maybe 12, that are the 6th seed on both the AFC and NFC. This is the most parity I think we've seen in a long time.
It is. It's just crazy to me. And what's more crazy to me, though, is my Chiefs aren't going to be in that conversation anymore.
I said to both of my kids, so this will be the first time in your entire life that the Chiefs have not made the playoffs. Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They've never known the Chiefs to not play in the postseason. It happens this year for Chiefs Kingdom. All right, that's a quick wrap of everything next level. We have one final thing to do, Boz, and that is it. We got to know who wins the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Balls, the final one given out in 2025, one for the girls, one for the guys. It's been a great 2025. We're super thankful for you, the listener, being a part of it. Boz, who wins our game balls here tonight?
We're going to start on the girls' side. Our nominees, Harper Wettstein from Troy, Kiwa Miller from Royal Valley, and Courtney Johnson from Donovan West. Tough decision, as always, but I'm going with Kiwa Miller, Royal Valley. She had a huge night tonight, 29 points in their win over Sabetha.
Averaging a double-double every game this season, Boz, and I just got to get this out there. That selection was made about an hour ago.
Yeah, no question.
Boz had that thing locked down over an hour ago for his nominee for the game ball tonight. How about on the guys' side?
On the guys' side, nominees tonight, all from Valley Falls. These first three, Colin Carney, Flint Seymour, Damian Cervantes from ACCHS, James Gaddis from Rossville, Jack Donovan, and Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell. Again, a lot of good performances out there. I'm going with Jack Donovan from Rossville. Dropped 28 tonight.
Ooh, 28 points. He's a dog, man. He's a great player. And if you haven't seen him ball out, you make sure that you find some time this season to go watch him play. Jack Donovan of Rossville and Kiwa Miller of the Royal Valley Panthers. Your game ball winners, finals one of 2025. Boz will do it once the calendar flips to 2026 again.
Let's go.
For Boz, for Kurt, everybody here at Kansaland Radio, here on the MSC Radio Network, this is Jake. Hope you have a great weekend. Merry Christmas. Have a great New Year. Stay safe. If you're out and about, call an Uber, call a friend. Don't do anything that's crazy. We want to see you into 2026 as well. Hope you have a great time and celebrate big, but celebrate responsibly. Thanks for tuning in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll talk to you again in 2026.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.